machlokes on the side of smutter, that means on the side of the cover. If you make a hole on the side of the cover, that's where it's a machlokes. But if you make a hole on the side of the barrel, that's more dain of making a pesach. That's also according to everybody. That's the way Rav Chisda learns. Your machlokes min atzad. That's what the tzad means, on the side of the magufa, you're making the hole. Avol agaba divriyako mutter. On top of the magufa, you make a hole. Everybody knows that zicha not a derech to make a pesach. That's time to make it wide. It says what the tani lo yikvenu mitzida hosim begufa the chavis. In the gufa the chavis, that's where it's hosim. Tana rabbanan a noikvin nekev chodesh b'shabbos. They're not allowed to make a new hole in a kli on Shabbos. Aber v'yimbol lohoisif moisif. If you have a hole there from before and you want to make it a little bit bigger, that's mutter. Trashi a noikvin nekev chodesh b'kli. If you have a good kli, it's also to make a nekev. So chorus is tivut that also give before. Before we had shrev rodim as a chavius, it's mutter to make a hole in a kli. And he was saying now he yells no. Ain't like for neck of Chodesh Shabbos. You can't make a new hole in a kli on Shabbos. No, only if you want to be moisif, you could be moisif. The yeshem remain moisif, and that's the halacha. We both told you can't be moisif. So chorus is tivut to the mishnah before. So the halacha is brought down different zachin. It's brought down that enechnami a shalom dek a kli that's whole, you're not allowed to make any pesa, any hole into it all. Anytime you break a shalom dek a kli, that's also any nekev is also to do. But that the Mishnah says shrei brotim asachovius is talking about a barrel that was once broken and you fixed it, patched it up together again. So metchil was a broken barrel. On a broken barrel, there we say you're allowed to make a hole. But on a new barrel, a new kli, you're not allowed to make a hole. That's Sean this Bryce here. On like a new barrel, a new kli, they're not allowed to make a new hole. And it's... What? Yeah. La locha lemaisa, we're not going to talk about right now. It's a shayla locha lemaisa, what the heter, where some people learn you are allowed to open up cans, bezman is them. That's the famous machlokes. Some machrenim amekel, some machrenim amach. That's a different shayla. We'll talk about maybe later la locha. What it says here is that a barrel that's a shalom that was made, a new barrel that's made, wasn't broken yet, you're not allowed to make a hole in it at all. You can't open it up, even if you're being mekalkel. It's still a saucer. And the Mishnah says it's mutter. It's talking about a chavius that was once broken, and you patched it together again, that's where it's mutter. So Allah is a different shalom. We'll see what the heter is. The heter they want to say, the mutter is din of chesolis. We have time to talk about it. Right. The Yeshayim, some say, ain't moisifin. Some say, no, you're not allowed to even be moisif. If you have a hole before Shabbos, you can't make the hole wider on Shabbos. Ain't moisifin. Baita v'shavin, shenayk v'nekev yoshin l'chatchila. Let's say you had a hole that was there before, and now you filled it up, you covered it up, you're allowed to break it open again on Shabbos. Shrashi nekev yoshin shenistam. There's once a hole there, and you patched it up. Now when you break it open again, lav koyse pesach. That's zichah not doyim to making a pesach. Shrei also v'yoyim tzvim also lav klum. The pesach was there before. Not that you patched it up. A patch is never called a permanent patch. So merely you're allowed to break it open again on Shabbos. Shrei the Gemara. V'tanakama ma'ishno minekev chodesh. Toloi mesakin. According to the Tanakama, what's the difference from a nekev chodesh? We say you can't be mesakin. Tanakama Maishno Minekev Chodesh, Deloi was a Nekev Chodesh Osa. Deloi, the Kormesakin, Pischo, because you'd be Mechavin to make a Pesach now, as in a new Kli. Any opening you make, we say you're making a Pesach there. Of Ezoi, Oisufe Nami, Kormesakin Pischo. Why does the Tanakama say you let him make, if you had a hole before, you let him make the hole wider? What's that to make it wider? The Hur making it wider should also be Osa. So Rashi Yisufa Nami Kormeschavin Pischo. Shemachiva, you're making it wider. V'yesh kamishum gemar melacha. Right, you're finishing off the kli. You're making a bigger hole. It should also be yosa. Like, what's the difference, a little hole or a big hole? But you're making more of a hole. It should be yosa. Omar Rabba, Tva Torah Mediraisa. Kol Pesach Sheina Osu Lahachnis Lahoitzi Ein a Pesach. Anytime you're making a door, a Pesach, it has to be oimed to let air come in and to let air go out. That's called a Pesach. That's doimet abinyan. It's used to come in and used to go out. For Rabbanan Udu Gozer, the Rabbanan made a Gzer L'chur, and we make a hole now on the barrel, we have no Kavanah to put new food in through the hole. Our only Kavanah is to take the food out through the hole. So that shouldn't be a Pesach altogether. Because a Pesach has to always be used for two purposes, for putting in and taking out. Or the Zoi is the Ba'atara Kofesach Shein Osla Haklus Loitzi Ein the Pesach. For Rabbanan Udu Gozer, the Rabbanan made a Gzer, even though you make a Pesach, just for the purpose of letting the mashke come out of the barrel, that's also wasser. Why? Mishum lul shotana gerlim. Because sometimes you come to make a hole in the lul into the nest of a chicken coop. You make a hole in there. The Ovid Leluya Yaviro Lafuke Havla. There, if you make a hole in the chicken coop, it's made for two purposes. It's made to let fresh air come in and to let the air inside go out. So that's called the good Pesach. Anytime you make a Pesach in a Kli, the Rabbanan made a Gzeira, or you make another, you make a hole, Daima to a Lusha Tanagurim. Now, the Imbol Lahoysif Moysif. Now, if you make a Pesach, which you only have Kavanah to let the water come out, you don't have Kavanah to put water in. So, Medirai sits Mutter, and the Rabbanan made a Gzeira. But let's say Lahoysifoy Moysif. But if you have a hole from before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos, just want to make the hole a little bit bigger, here the Rabbanan didn't make the Gzeira. Is Moisef by Sufi. Why? Vaday Belusha Tanagolim lo yotzele Sufi. Because what's the whole Gzeir? You shouldn't make a hole Matrilo. Because maybe you come to make a hole in the chicken coop. But if you have a hole already in the chicken coop, you never come to make the hole bigger. Why? Because in the chicken coop, you always want the hole to be as small as possible. Because once the hole gets a little bit deader, Mishum Richsha. So Drashim Mishum Richsha, Shlo Yikoneis Boy Sheretz. You don't want Shirotzim to come into the hole. They'll come to kill the Tanagurlim. So whenever a person makes a hole in a chicken coop, the smallest hole you make is better. So there'll never be a gzeira if you make a hole in some barrel, which is mutter midiraisa. So the Rabbanan said, don't make the hole in the barrel, otto maybe you come to make a hole in a chicken coop. Well, there's nisidiraisa. But we have a hole already in the barrel, and all you want to do now is make the hole bigger, there the Rabbanan will make, because the Rabbanan didn't make any gzeira. Because there'll never come to be the case that you have a hole already in the chicken coop, and you make it bigger. Because nobody makes the hole bigger in the chicken coop. That's what a Tanakhama says is muta. I, the Yeshurim, Amosifin. What's the charge from the Yeshurim? They say no. You're not allowed to make a hole you have from before Shabbos bigger on Shabbos. I, it should be muta even midirabonin. Because midiraisa, there's no isser, because you're not mechavan to make it bigger, to make it come in and come out. You're not mechavan that this hole should be used to put new yayin in. You only mechavan to take the wine out of the barrel. So midiraisa should be muta. So why do they say hoy sofris also? Zimnan de loisakne mikora. I tell you, sometimes the chicken coop, even though you had a hole there, you didn't make that hole too good. And sometimes still in a chicken coop also chayich. And even though you made a small hole, sometimes that hole is too small. No fresh air is coming in with that hole. So it's also shayich that you come to make the hole bigger. So Rashi zimnan de loisakne mikora. Shei kedei lohitzi hevo lahachnes asavir. Sometimes matchilu, you made the hole in the chicken coop, it happened that hole wasn't even big enough to let the air come in and let the air go out. So it is the gzeira, so it's possible you'll come to be mechavin to make it bigger in a chicken coop. So therefore, the Rabbanan made gzeira even when you make a hole in a wine barrel. If even though the hole was there before Shabbos, you can't make it wider on Shabbos. Dorash Rav Nachman Mishum Rav Yechin and Alocha Ki Yeshurim. The Alocha is like the Yeshurim, then it's Osir. You're not allowed to make a hole bigger in a barrel. If you have a Shalom Dek Kli, even though there's a hole before Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the hole bigger on Shabbos. If you have an old hole, you have a hole there and you stuffed it up, you patched it up, that's nothing. It's still considered like the Pesach is there. You're allowed to break it open on Shabbos. When do we say it's mutter? Where the hole is only where the wine is being watched there. That means it's not on the bottom of the barrel, it's on top of the barrel. So there's not that much pressure going through. So we say when you're sussing the hole, you didn't do such a good job. Therefore, when you break it now, you're not making a new hole. It's the old hole, the old hole is still there. Avol Chazik. Let's say the hole was on the bottom part of the kli. Where there's a lot of pressure of the yain on it. And when you made a hole there, you had to make it very strong. So when you patched it up, a gezunta patch, that's called your mesak on the hole of gamri. Osir. Then it's osir to break it open again on Shabbos. So drashi loishana the nightfin al mokam the steam lozula nasel lishmer reach yain. It's on the top part of the barrel. What do you close up the hole? You don't want the smell of the reach to go out. Shlo yetsav yitzkalkul, the wine shouldn't get spoiled. The chiv and the large steam mayusos. So you don't have to make such a good patch. Habi the smell doesn't go out. Avdi lo lav klumu. Therefore, it's not called the steamer. You let it break it open on Shabbos. Mashenki in lechazik means shechazik hakli shlo yetsi yenoy. For if you have the hole on the bottom where the wine is. And you make a nice strong patch that the wine can go through it. Since you made a good covering now, a good patchy. If on Shabbos now you want to open up this hole again, that applies like you're making a hole matchila. And the father that's also to do on Shabbos. So the chilik lishamer is mutter, lechazik it's also.
For the Gemara now, hechi domi l'shamer, hechi domi l'chazik, where on the kli was the patch? That one case is mutter to break it open, one case is awesome. If the patch is on the top part of the barrel, that there's no wine on up that high in the barrel, there's no wine near that patch. Melo, when you put a patch there, you just have to put a little toothpick, a little piece of tape there you put there. Abi, it just doesn't let the ear come out, the smell come out. You don't have to put a good chizik dika patch. So melo, that's not called a good sima, and you'll have to open it up again on Shabbos. Well, what's called lamata minayayin delachazit? If you have the hole on the bottom part of the barrel where there's wine on the sides, that's already some pressure. The wine will be pouring out. So then when you put a patch, you have to put a good strong patch. That's called the simum al yisa. And if you break it open, now on Shabbos, it will be a new Pesach and it's also. Rabba no hoz bigger chumra. Rabba rama. Or kuli yod. No, yod kuli. Rabba rama. Lamata minayayin nami zel l'shamer. No, we only had a patch on the sides of the walls. Even though the wine reached that height, and there's little pressure of the wine pushing out, that's still called on l'shamer. Still, you don't have to make it that strong. You just make a medium-sized patch, and that's not called a stimum al yisum. But where's the case that we say you put a good patch there that mamish makes that there's no hole anymore? That's going shenik for lamata min hashmorim. That's all the way on the bottom of the barrel of wine where the shmorim are there. That's the dung, that's the pits and the shells, the thick part of the yayin. So where the thick part of the wine is, that's very heavy. That's a lot of pressure. So if the hole is on the bottom part of the barrel, right here, where the shmorim is, that's a lot of pressure pushing it out. In order to stuff it up there, you have to make a good strong steamer. That's called the steamer al yisur, and that's not called a hole anymore. And if you open it up again on Shabbos, you usur, that's called the Pesach. Rash lamata min hashmorim, eitzel shulav on the bottom, shekol koivet hayayin nishan shom, all the weight of the yayin is on it. Omulay abayin l'rova, so the bayin to rova, tanya the misailuch, I'll bring a raya to you. So Rash you what, tanya the misailuch, t'loy poka shem tetzich v'nei, ela b'stimim al yisur. Hey, it's like rova just said it be kula. That when do we take away a Pesach, your mamash make a very, very strong cover. Like it has to only be on the bottom where all the weight is, then you patch it up well. But a medium-sized patch, even though it's on the side where there's wine, that's not called a steam amalyasa. Hey, the steam amalyasa means a very strong one. I'll bring you a raya for this. What's the locha? Bayis sosum, if you have a closed house that has no doors coming out of the house, yesh le arbams. It has arba amis outside of it. So Rashi learns, bayis sosa means v'ameis betoichai. If you have a closed house that has no doors coming out, and there's a mace inside the house, ain't a matama sviva. It's not matama the outside. No, Rashi before. Rashi, bayis sosa yesho daodamas before. Rashi, bayis sosa yesho daodamas. Kaim lama boma basro. Chotzer mischalekas lefnei pescher. If you have a yard in front of the house, so let's say you have two people or five people living in the house. You want to know how much of a chelek does each person own in the backyard. So it depends upon how many doors you have opening up into the yard. So the chotzer, the backyard, is mischalekis, divided up lefi pescher, how many doors you have opening up to it. Lefi pesach habatim, hapsuchim lo. If I have two doors opening, I get more than my neighbor that only has one door opening up to the backyard. In bol the chalak gets a chotzer. Bein shneim between two of them. Shor lezeh bayish hapsuchim lo le chotzer. Shnei psochim. His one person has a house that has two doors opening up to the backyard. Or lezeh, the next door neighbor, bayish hapsuch hapsuchim lo le chotzer dal psochim. He has four doors opening up to the backyard. Noita lechol pesach arbamis. That's a lochem. For every door you have opening up to the chotzer, you deserve four amis. That's the chluk of the Rabbonim made up. Four amis, because that's the tashmish outside your door. The first four amis belongs to you. That's for your tashmish. The chotzer neged pischoy lemidas roicha pischoy v'ashar chokim b'shavu. So you get four amis in front of your door, as how long your door, the width of your door, and the rest of the chotzer we divide equally between how many people live there. Now v'yemnistem echem him. What about one person's door got sosim? Like you closed it up. Koydem chalukes hachotzer before they divided up the chotzer. They did not break off the side posts. Usually first you have a door, you have the side posts here. Now when you want to close it up, there's two ways to close it up. One way, push it away, you just take a board and knock it here, even though you have the door post still there. You just make a steamer, a roi, knock a board in there. Another way to make a gesunter steamer is when you want to have your own house.
and you want to make a straight wall, what you do is you take off the doorpost and mamash make a nice steamer.
So it depends how you made a steamer here. If you you didn't take off the doorpost. Ellis saw some beishneipsimim. You stam put a board there in between the two doorposts. Is ene masjid? That's not called a steamer. That doesn't take away your schus to get 4 amas in the chotzer. Din pitzkoi bekach. Mashenki piratesimim.
Let's say first you took off the doorpost. You made a nice steamer. You first took off the doorpost and now you closed it up very evenly. Then taki, you lose the shein pesach. You don't have any more opening into the chotzer. You don't get your dal damas for this chotzer anymore. This is also right to Rava. What takes away your pesach? Only a good steamer where you took away the doorpost. The kozma, the doorposts are still there, even though you put a board there. That's not mavatul the din pesach you have.
That's one halacha. Porat says psimav, you broke off its doorpost. Ain't la dal damas. Then you don't have dal damas. Now a new halacha. You have a closed house that has no doors to it, and there's a mace inside it. Ain't the metama kol svivav. It has no tumor outside it. There's only tumas oil inside the house. Outside the house has no tumor to it. Rashi bayis sosim via mace betoichoy. Ain't the metama svivav. It does not metama the outsides around it. What about Poritz es psimov? If you took off its doorpost, you broke open es psimov. Poritz es psimov is metama kol svivov. Then it is metama kol svivov. Shrashi poritz psimov v'sosmoy, and then you are sosimit. Nasa kever is called like a kever or metama svivov. It's one shot. The tefil dal damis. The yomer b'soita meis teiv the dal damis l'tuma. Ugzera the rabbonin shem yoyev ulo yoyvin. You won't know about it. Yes, so Paras Psimov means, hey, first there was a door to the house, and now you took off Paras Psimov, you took off the doorpost, the Sosmoy, now Nasa Kever, it's called like a Kever, or Matama Svivov, it is Matama the Svivov. But I call upon him, you see, you need a Gzunta steamer to take off the Shein Pesach. Without the good steamer, the first case, it's still called the Pesach. So that's the Raya Terova. Yoni Mavato, the Shein Pesach, with a very good steamer. Marvaita, gufta. What about the gufta? The trashi that means litakua kono, cholol benekiv. You have a hollow reed that you want to put like a funnel to use it in the chavis, in the barrel. You have a barrel of wine that has a hole there, and you want to use it like a straw, this gufta, this reed. Rashi, you want the wine to come out through the reed. Is Rav also? Rav holds you're not allowed to use this reed on Shabbos. You can't put it into the hole to use it as a funnel that the wine should come out with it. Well, Shmuel Shari, Shmuel says it's mutter. So it's more about this. Mechat lechatchila, if you want to cut the reed to side or to size, savaz lekuli al maloi, then everybody holds the saucer. That's lamas cool, you're making a kli on Shabbos. If you have this hollow reed, it's too long, and you want to cut it in half to be able to use for a mazer, for a funnel, that's mamash also. That's mamash making it clear. That's awesome. Let's say you had a good size. It was used before Shabbos and it fell out on Shabbos. If the funnel, this reed, fell out of the barrel on Shabbos, you could put it back in again. Because since it was mesukim before Shabbos, it's mutter. Ki pligi with the machloek is the chotchei. Avadi, it was cut before Shabbos. It's a good size. But you didn't use it before Shabbos. You didn't use this reed to be the funnel of the barrel. That's the shailah. Man the yosa, the one that holds the saucer, gazrinan dilmosel mechtach lechatchila. Even though this was cut, but we're making zera since it wasn't put into the barrel yet, we're afraid you'll come metchila to cut another one, to cut a fresh one. Therefore, it's also. Well, man the shor, the one that says it's mutter, like gazrinan. That's what Allah, we don't make such a zera. Since right now this reed is in the right size, and it could be fit into the barrel, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. So the Gemara Ketanoi, there's a Machleka Tanoi. Ein choitchin shfoferes b'yomtiv. You're not allowed to cut like a pipe on yomtiv, shfoferes like a pipe. V'yein tzor ha'chleimim b'shabbos. Navad, you can't cut it on Shabbos to make a funnel out of it. Because that's cool, you're making a kli. You want to cut it down to the right size to use it, that's the yisra mechatech. You can't cut things to make it the right size to use it. Nofla, what about to use the shfoferes, use this pipe before Shabbos? And now it's fell off on Shabbos. Marzir noise to Shabbos. You'll zikla to put it back on Shabbos. The answer of Lemmy Yomtiv. Rabbi Yashia Mekel, If Rabbi Yashi that was Mekel. Fred Gemara Rabbi Yashi Ahai. On which case is Rabbi Yashi Mekel? Ilay ma Reisha. If you say in the Reisha, where you have to cut the funnel on Shabbos, Hoka Masakin Mona. How could you say he's Mekel to cut it? Mechilo. You're Bzicha be Masakin Mona. You're making a Kli on Shabbos. So this is the Reisha, Masakin Mona. Elo a Seifa. Say it's going on the Seifa. The what? If it fell out, you could put it back in again. Fred Gemara Tanakam and Nami Mishra Kishori. You're telling everybody holds this mutter in a case where it just fell out on Shabbos, you want to put it back in again. Ella Zakh Gemara, Dichaticha Voloi Mesaknike Benayu. The Machoike says where it was fixed before Shabbos, you cut the reed, you cut the shfaferis, this funnel, you cut the pipe the right size, but you didn't put it into the kli before Shabbos. Voloi Mesakna. Ikvena, that's the Machoike. Masava Gazrina, and if you come to put it in Mechil on Shabbos, maybe you'll come to cut it to the size also Mechil on Shabbos. Well, Masava Le Gazrina, you'll make it zero. Because you're not cutting anything now, it was already cut before Shabbos. Just to use this funnel now to put it into the Kli the first time, it's mutter. You're not doing anything. You have a full Kli ready, and you have a full funnel. All you're doing is just putting the funnel into the Kli, there's no issa. Darash from Shisha Breda Ravidi, Mishmed Reb Yechanan, Halacha Kreb Yasha, Halacha Zagab Yasha, you could be Mekel. In the case where it was cut to size before Shabbos, now on Shabbos it's Mutter. Vayta Vimos and Akuva. The Mishnah says if there was a nekiv in the hole on the barrel, you're not allowed to use wax to close it up on Shabbos. Because by using wax, since you're going to smooth down the wax, that's Nisa Bimamareach. You're smoothing out wax, that's an Nisa Diraisa. So the Mara Mishcha, what about you want to close it up with oil? Trashi Mishcha Sheminav. You have thick oil. As you have a hole in the barrel, and you want to clog it up now with thick oil, whatever this is, some type of oil that you can clog up a hole with. Is Rav Osir? Rav says it's still Osir. Oh, Shmuel Shari. Shmuel says no, it's Mutter. The Marman, the Osir, whoever said it's Osir, it's only Gzeira. Gazrina Mishum Shava. Hey, Tavad, the oil itself is no Mamareich. You can't smooth down oil. Oil doesn't get smoothed down. It's not a solid that you can smooth it down. It's like wet. A double lach, you can't smooth down. He holds us also exera. Maybe you come to stuff it up with wax. Uman de shori like gazrin. I don't make the exera oil or to wax. Omalei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Chana. Rav Yosef beferish shematul mishmei de Rav. You yourself toidus beferish in the name of Rav mishcha shori. That mishcha is mutter. So stam. We don't make the exera. Oil is mutter. There's no exera on oil. So tomorrow oma tovas rishbi. Name of a person, Tovas Rishbi, Rashi said that was a hunter. Oma Tovas Rishbi. Oma Shmuel, it said over the name of Shmuel, Hai Torfa Diyasa. If you have a leaf that came from Adasim, Rashi Torfa Diyasa, Lo Seis Olo Shalhadas. You have a leaf that comes from Adasim, the neck of Achovius. You want to take a leaf on Shabbos. The leaf was cut off the tree before Shabbos. You have a leaf. You want to now on Shabbos roll up the leaf to make it look like a funnel and put it into the chavis. Shehelo also kamarzev. You want the leaf now to be like a funnel. Vayayin zav derech shom. And you want the wine to come out through this funnel now. Is that mutter or not? So he said, Omer Shmuel, hatar for the yas osir. You're not allowed to take the leaf on Shabbos and roll it up and make it like a funnel to put into the kli. My time, what's the gzeira? Or Rabbi Yemiya medifti yom agzeira mishumarzev. We're afraid to drash gzeira mishumarzev. Shem yechavin marzev. Maybe be mechavin to make it into a clean down. So it doesn't say clear what the issue is. Shem yechavin marziv. You be mechavin to make this into a marziv. So Tosafos says it will be mashkut to the issue of the rabbanim. It will be looked if you're going to fold it up nicely to make it look like a funnel. It looks like you're making a funnel on Shabbos. Kain marziv nira kaisay marziv. It looks like marasayin. It looks like you're making a kli on Shabbos. So that's why it's awesome. Even though you just take the leaf and not fold it up so good, just use the leaf the way it is, to gzera, maybe you'll fold it up nice and round, and then it'll look like you're making a marziv on Shabbos. That's why it's awesome. Gzera mishu marziv. Rav Ashi yamano gzera shema yiktim. We're afraid maybe you'll come to cut it down to size. Even though this leaf, maybe you don't have to cut it, but usually when you're rolling it up now, you'll see it's too long, it's too short, you'll come to cut it. More than that. We're afraid your mom has come to pull the leaf, off the branch. If you're pulling it off the branch, you'll be mistaken a kli, because I'm going to set the beitzah. If you want to cut a piece of wood to make a toothpick out of it, it's awesome. And if you do that, it's called to make it a kli now. So it could be it's not a shalach from Toilish. You're not pulling the leaf off a branch that's growing. Could be the whole branch is cut off already. But if you're pulling off the leaf, off the branch, a cut off branch, and for the purpose to make this leaf now into a mazir, that's called like mechatech. You're cutting it down to a size to use this for a kli, so that would be an issa mechatech. So that's the gzeir here. Shema yaktim. Maybe you come to cut the leaf off its branch to use it, and that's awesome. My b'nai, what's the machlekes? Ege b'nai the kotim umanchi. Beisadya, where you have leaves cut off already, and they're lying down. Trashe beisadya levedim. V'yosu l'kofu antachta b'mokam akara aksos. We have leaves lying down. Yeah, cut manchi. No, don't forget. Ikra b'na the cut of a manchi, where it was cut off before Shabbos and there. So if the gzer is, maybe you come to cut them off, there's no gzerum. All the leaves were cut off already. But if the gzer is that when you roll off the leaf, it looks like you're making a funnel, it looks like you're making a kli, it'll still be yosser. Even though the leaves were pulled off before Shabbos, still will be yosser the rabbon. So tomorrow, beisadya, new shalom now. Beisadya, rashlan, that's levodim, levedim, that's like thick flax. Shekurin v'osun lekofron yimet to fold it over tachtav under you v'makam akara exos. Use it for your pillow or for your blanket. Underneath you, use levedim. It's usually a heavy, thick material. A mold made out of flax. Is that muksa or not? Rav osun. Shashi rav osun levia derech malbush derech oshus rabim kishumutiv boy. Then we have this halacha. If you take this thick piece of material and wrap it around you, there's no hetter to walk out with it on Shabbos. Because since it's thick material, people don't use this for clothing, it's not called a derech malbush, you're not allowed to wear it b'rishus rabbin. So Rav holds this also. But Shmuel Shari, Shmuel says it's mutter. So tomorrow, Barak in the Kuli Hamalei Pligi B'Shari. If it's soft, everybody holds it's mutter, that's regular material, so you're wrapping material around you, you can walk out with it on Shabbos. Be caution, if the material is very hard, the Kuli Hamalei Pligi the Osir, everybody holds it's awesome. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlekes to Mitzuyah? The material is middle hard, middle soft. Man the Osir, Merse Kamasi. The one that says it's also gefortet doesn't look like clothing. It looks like you're just carrying it. Because it doesn't look like the type of material people make clothing from. Man de shorin la mechsi kamasi. No, since it's not that heavy material, it's not that heavy. It's a little thicker than usual, but I call upon him, it doesn't look like a masi. Therefore it's mutter. So the more of the Rav, that the Rav said it was also la beferish it nelo meklolos. That beferish not from Araya. Itma. The Rav ikloy lehu asr. Rav went into a city, to a place. There's no place to sit on the ground. Nofik Yosef Karmelis. They had to go sit down in the Karmelis. They sat down there. Isolay Beisadya. So Rav was sitting down on the floor. Somebody brought them this Beisadya. Somebody brought them this thick piece of flax material to sit on. Lo Yosef, and they didn't want to sit on it. Is man the chazir, the one that saw them not sitting on it so far, Mishun the Beisad Yosef. Because he held the person wasn't allowed to wear this Beisadya outside. So you did an issa with it on Shabbos. I don't want to have enough from it. As Rav held, you weren't allowed to wear this cloth outside to the Karmelis. Therefore, Rav didn't want to sit on it. So the Mar Balohi, no, it's no Raya. The Rav Atalya Achruze Machriz, Beisad Yeshori. Avad the Rav was Machriz Alocha. You are allowed to wear a Beisad Yeshori. Like in a case where it's a Mitziyasa. It's a middle thick, middle soft. It's still Mutter. I, why here didn't he sit on it? Well, Mishum covered Rav Seinu lo Yoshev Alog. Yoman Ninu, Rav Kana Rav Asi. Hey, since they didn't bring a cloth for Rav Asi and Akana to sit down on, Joshim, he didn't want to sit down, I was covered from them. That's why he didn't sit down. But Allah, it depends. If the cloth is very, very thick that nobody makes material from, that's awesome. If it's very soft, or who I did medium size soft, it's also mutter to wear such clothing.